North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Don't forget to download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. We're talking trash in Belmont County. That's the Belmont buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, the buzz is there. No trash hauling in Belmont County. A lot of people are very, very upset. We've reached out to Kimball. No response yet. Want to give him equal time here, of course, here with Dwayne Pelick. He is one of the owners, one of the main people of Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Is it okay to call you an owner or what exactly?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. One of the owners, one of the big shots. One of the big shots. You should have that on your credit
card. Big shots, small organization.
There you go, on your business card, big shot. Ohio Valley Waste Systems, phone number 740-676-1937, also on Facebook. So let me ask you this. Trash hauling rates, are they going to be going up? Is it going to be going up a lot? Is it going to be staying the same? How are our rates compared to West Virginia, compared to Pennsylvania, and what goes into it? And do you think they might be going down now that Trump is going to be relaxing EPA rules and regulations?
You know, I can't speak to what the national policies may change and how that impacts the landfills. I can speak to how it works locally, but I don't know the regulatory side from the, you know, at the end of the day, and it's why I answer the way I do, at the end of the day, and it's why there's not as many family haulers anymore, we still have to depend on the large companies that own the landfills. You know, and so when we pick up your trash, in this case, we're taking it on Route 214 to the transfer station. That's owned by a very large company out of Teaneck, New Jersey. We've been fortunate because some of our trash rates locally are some of the lowest in the region. You know, if you go to some of the other areas like Pittsburgh, Columbus, I think it's nothing for a resident to pay $50, $60 a month to have their trash, to be taken on a weekly basis. But also when you're in an urban area like that, the tonnage price for that hauler to go and dump might be $110 a ton. You know, locally here, it might be $50 a ton. Mm. So at the end of the day, it's why you don't see as many family haulers like us anymore. We haven't worn out yet, but it gets to a point like, you know, talk to Scott in Barnesville, it's just difficult to continue to maintain your business because at the end of the day, you can't control what that landfill owner decides to charge you, which means that if they raise their tonnage rates, you have no choice but to raise your rates to the local customer.
Right.
And so fortunately, those rates have been competitive locally. But if some of those facilities would start to close or change and you're limited, it's like anything else. If you've got 10 places providing eggs, now you only have two, you know, the demand for those eggs are going to go up, and so the price is going to go up. It's the same thing in a trash business. You know, thankfully, we have competition locally. We have landfills in Brook and Wetzel County that are owned by a company out of Philadelphia, the Mascaro Company. We have the landfill in Short Creek that's owned by Republic Services, one of the largest in the world. And then locally, we have a transfer station. You know, if Kimball opens their transfer station, or when they do, by Ebert's Farm, that will go to their landfill that they own in Sugar Creek. And so, but at the end of the day, it's why you don't see as many family haulers. It's that coupled with the fact of maintaining the equipment. You know, a truck that we purchased 7 years ago, one of the commitments Eli and I made is that we would phase out the old equipment that the families were retiring, you know, weren't reinvesting in. And what we paid for that truck, a 20-yard packer, say 7 years ago, during the pandemic, we ordered one of the non-CDL packers, the smaller one, which is basically half the size. It was $10,000 more than what we paid for the large 20-yard packer.
Oh, my.
And you're talking close to $200,000 per truck now. How can a family local business you know, do that.
Yeah.
When we go to have our trucks repaired, if we don't have our own mechanic doing it, our hourly rates are $180 labor rate to have a truck repaired.
Get out.
Oh, no. I you know, in August, we had three trucks that just had miscellaneous things, you know, go bad, and the trucks are 5, 6, 7 years old,
yeah.
That $41,000 in repairs on those three trucks. So we small haulers live on the margins. I mean, we truly do.
Why are you
but
in this
to
business?
Be able to, well, that's what I said on at the break, you know, we haven't gotten burned out yet, but at the end of the day, when organizations like the family hauler, the people running the one-ton dump trucks, us that are a little bit bigger where we use commercial packers, when they go by, then now you only have one or two people hauling your trash. You know, the days that that could happen, you're going to be stuck with whatever you get. And that's why it's important for the message, as I said earlier, it's not, I have nothing against the people that are having the problems, you know, that company. You always should try to invest in your local companies, not because we're a local company, but we give back to the communities, and we're the people that live here. We pay taxes. When we empty your trash on 214, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 a ton stays in Belmont County. Okay. If I would take your trash and go across the river and empty, say, at Republic's landfill, most of those tax dollars go across the river to West Virginia.
Right.
So that's another equally important thing, is when you're investing, and we work locally, but the companies that own these landfills and transfer stations, they're big conglomerates.
Have you thought of starting your own landfill?
We looked into a transfer station. When I would mention the previous owners of the one on 214, Eli and I, we met at that time with the director of the EPA that was under Governor Kasich, and a couple restrictions, not restrictions, that's not a good description. There are a couple impediments. And mostly, at the end of the day, we fill up these tractor trailers. I still have to go to a large operator at their landfill to dump. And so I'm at their mercy. You know what I mean?
Why don't you start your own landfill?
Oh, that there's no way possible. I mean, you would have to have hundreds of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to do something like that.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Jeez,
I mean, it was difficult to open a transfer station. I think there was a rule that you had to have like a $3 million or so rider, that if there would be a spill or something at that facility, that you have to be able to cover the fines and the costs. I mean, just to get started. But then at the end of the day, you're taking that trash from, say, some of the local haulers. You still have to pay another landfill operator to get rid of your trash. You have the trucking costs, the employee costs, you know, the tax costs, the distance to where you might have to go. Say we worked out something with, you know, J.P. Mascaro down in Wetzel County. You know, he maybe gave us a deal at $25 a ton, but you had all those other costs. For us to open that transfer station, I might have to charge people $70 an hour to balance $70 a ton to balance my books. It just didn't make sense.
But goodness. We
went through the process. A landfill, there's that. If you look across the United States, the people that own the landfills are the multi-billion-dollar companies, because they can meet the regulatory issues and everything that goes into it. You know, the methane control and everything. There would be no way possible that you could open a landfill. That's some of the things we deal with. Some of the older people that live in the area. Back in the day when the family haulers were around, more prevalent, yeah. And there was more competition, people would empty on farm properties. You know, there were no regulations. How many of us that grew up in this part of the state remember?
Do they still do that?
Or no,
still
absolutely
a lot of illegal dumping?
Well, I don't think they do. I know the J.B. Green team, through the local sheriff's departments, employ, you know, deputies that go out and do the litter control, quote, in the trash control. So I think if that's happening, it might be somebody dumping on their own property. But the days where you could go, I mean, I grew up, you know, Southern Jefferson County, Northern Belmont County, I can point three spots out where the factory used to dump, you know.
Oh,
there
no.
were no, they weren't going to landfills, but those
man.
Days are behind you. So you're limited when you haul trash in the amount of places, and you try to live on the margins and keep rates competitive.
Are my rates going to be going up this year?
No, I don't think so.
Does it look pretty stable?
I can answer that with the question is, can you tell me if the landfill is going to raise our rates to get rid of your trash?
Wow.
So, you know, what we pay now is one rate, and that's what we set our residential trash rates on. If they come in and say we're raising our disposal fee by 25%, well, where am I going to make that up? I'm going to have to raise raise rates. And that's why we also wholeheartedly support competition in where we take this trash, because then when it's competitive, if this guy says, I'm raising it $10 a ton for every truck you bring in here, and we haul thousands of pounds a year, I can at least have an option. But if that option goes away, it's going to end up passing down to the resident and the commercial businesses.
So where do we leave this now? We're almost out of time. I always want to give my guest the last word. What do you say to the people of Belmont County who are having these horrendous problems with the trash hauling, the trash not getting hauled?
Well, as I said, I've spoken to a lot of people, as has, Lee and John, and I feel bad for people that are calling, and we're trying to help them understand this process, trying to make referrals in areas that we don't go. We're trying to service some of those people. I appreciate their patience, because we had been inundated through emails and phone calls, and we're going to try to help as many people. I think, be diligent, keep trying to, get in touch with their hauler. I personally know Keith, Kimball. He's a nice guy. I can't speak for him to know exactly what's happening, why, they're going in some cases weeks at a time not picking up trash. I just don't understand. And I can't come here and say I knowledgeably or, honestly know what's going on, but I feel sorry. But we'll help as many people that we can and appreciate the opportunity to reach out.
Okay, we're almost out of time. I always give my guests the last word. You've got about a minute. I'm going to hand you my microphone. You can say anything you want, bring up key points that you made during our talk, bring up new points, and tell people how to get in touch with you. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the great guys, again, full disclosure, he is a personal client of mine, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Dwayne Pielik, my microphone is yours.
Well, thanks, Dimitri, for having me this morning. I hope I was able to at least answer some questions people might have, or at least better understand what goes into trash hauling in Eastern Ohio on any given day. As I said, we're a local family business. We are trying to help as many people that we can. We appreciate the patience as we're responding to emails and such. I encourage people, despite the fact one of the most proud things that we are proud of is that although we're a local family business, we offer a lot of the service that the big trash haulers offer: pay online, no fees charged for that, deduction from your checking account on your billing. People, I would like to refer to garbagefolks.com, www.garbagefolks.com. Our office phone number, Lee, my brother John, myself, or Tammy, 740-676-1937. And it's not beyond me to pump into somebody at the local grocery store. And thanks for this morning. Not trash talking, talking trash.
There you go. Dwayne Pielik, one of the great guys here in the Valley, Ohio Valley Waste Systems. Great service, great people. The cats I could do without, but that's a whole different issue. And just keep up the great work. And again, condolences to so many people in Belmont County who are having such a rough time of it. I hope we can get some sort of resolution. Again, I've reached out to Kimball, and I'm waiting for some sort of a response. We want to have them come on here and give their side of this thing. I mean, we just want some answers, because this is maddening beyond belief. All right, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week. Don't forget Stephen Votney, Mondays through Fridays, 3 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern Time, all right here. It's 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Download that River Network app.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. And the rock is nation, under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.